We can make the pictures of our pets and family look just ridiculous in Photoshop, and it's so easy to do, and of course, it's a lot of fun. This is one of those things where you want to gather your whole family around the computer, load up a family photo, take it in Photoshop, and we're just going to make it look crazy. And you can see that I've even added some effects to my own family photos there, right there. You can see it looks like we're some of the Flintstones family members there, but it's pretty crazy. And I'm going to show you how to do all these effects right in Photoshop. Now, you've probably seen these effects in greeting cards, get well cards. They're all over the place, magazines, books, and people are just having a lot of fun. So let me show you how this is done in Photoshop. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and minimize this right here, and we're going to start off with our master cat image here. Here we go, with no changes to the cat image yet, but we're going to go ahead and make this cat look like it's from outer space. So, the way we can do these effects in Photoshop is just to come up here to Filter and come down here to Liquify, okay? The Liquify command will allow us to create all these wild and crazy transitions to our photos. And so we've got several features in the Liquify command. The more newer versions of Photoshop that come out, the more features they keep on adding to the Liquify command. It's almost like its own little program by itself. There's so many things we can do here. We have just a number of different tools on the left here to choose from to add to swirl the image, to pucker the image, to bloat the image. We have so many things that we can do to make the image just look crazy. And now, don't get me wrong, the Liquify command is not just used to make your photos look funny and wild and crazy, but it's also used to really add some special professional effects and things and twirling images and maybe slimming waists and things for magazines, whatever. People use Liquify command for a lot of things, not just to make photos look funny. So try it on other things too as well. But for this video, we're just going to go ahead and do some wild and crazy things to our photos. Now look over here where it says Tool Options, because when we're using the Liquify command, we actually have a brush that we're using most of the time, and we can control the brush, the size of that brush, the brush density, the brush pressure, just like the regular brush in Photoshop. So we have all those tools right there. And if we modify the image any time, like if I come in here and if I just go ahead and select the bloat tool and then click on the eye here to make the eye larger, well, I can actually restore the image anytime by coming over here and clicking on Restore All, and that'll get it back to the original state. Or if I make a change to the image, I could just come up here to Edit, and I can actually undo right here while I'm in the Liquify command, and I can actually go back forward and backward a history state, which is really nice. And so this menu up here wasn't available until recently in Photoshop CS, so really go ahead and take advantage of that. Okay, so let's get started making our photo look just crazy. I'm going to turn up the brush size here, and we've seen this effect done all the time, greeting cards and things like that, just making a cat look wild and funny. And it's a good idea to use a pretty big size brush when you're doing like a facial feature or something like that. That way you get the full everything around the spot that you're actually modifying, and so everything else blends in with it. Watch this. If I can go down here in the nose and we have a half pig, half cat, but we can make the ears smaller. And when we have the pucker tool, we can actually decrease the size of things, okay? And I can just do this. Check this out. Let me make this up. We got a Chinese cat here. Whoa. Chinese gamble. So we can make a tons of different effects using all these tools. We actually have a swirl tool. We just want to rotate that nose just a little bit. Just turn it like. And so that's a lot of fun. And so we have so many different effects we can use. And we actually have a reconstruct tool that will actually morph our image slowly back to the way it was. If I just keep hitting restruct, if I keep hitting it, eventually it's going to get back to the original image, okay? And that's kind of cool, which is sort of like an undo, but it's actually a lot more intricate and a lot easier to use. But we have reconstruction options over here as well. We can actually revert it. We can have a rigid, stiff, smooth, loose reconstruct. But this is just it's just so much fun. We can go ahead and just turn things around, and I can just go ahead and hold down. I can go and hold down the Option key, and that's the Alt key on the PC, and I can turn the other way. Look at that. So check that out. So If I have the key released, it's going to go ahead and rotate right. Okay. And then if I push the key down, the option key, which is the alt key on the PC, I can go ahead and rotate the other way, just like that. I don't know about that. I think I'm going to have to. Anyway, so those are some of the cool things that we can do. I'm just going to go in here and go ahead and blow up the eyes again just a little bit, just for fun. I'm just going to come over here and just go, whoa! There we go, and I'm going to go ahead and click OK, and Photoshop will go ahead and build our image here, and there we go. So this was before, and this is after. Let's go ahead and go in another image here. We've got this one right here, this crazy one that I've done. I'm going to go ahead and show you how I did that, if you like this effect. But I'm going to go ahead and just come up here to Filter and go down to Liquify to load this image up. And this was really a cool one that I did. I was just playing around here before I did the video, and I found out some really cool things that I could do here to the photo. And I can actually see, what do I have? What tool do I have here? I have the pucker tool, and then, or I can select the bloat tool. I'm going to select the bloat tool and just click on my nose. But when I click on my nose, I'm actually going to move the mouse down a little bit as I do that. And watch this. You can see the bloop. And then I can go just to the bottom of my chin and click the mouse button, and then move the mouse up, and watch this. This kind of has a, there we go. And so that's how I did that look on what you see there on the photo that we had before. But I'll just go here to Sheila and just go, wah, wah. So we're just all one big happy family now. And here's my boy. We're just going to ahead and make him look like he blends in as well. So, I want to make my muscles just a little bit bigger here. And so there's just tons of things that we can do with the Liquify command. It's just so much fun. And you know, you get your family and friends around the computer, and you just get one of these tools and just go wild with it. And oh my gosh, this is so crazy. There's just unlimited possibilities. And you make yourself look like a cartoon character, and I can go ahead and just rotate my whole head if I want to. I can just go, whoa, that's, and I go ahead and hold down that one option key there and just kind of put that back to the way it was. But a lot of things we can do. Of course, you can just destroy the image too. Pretty much we've destroyed it, but you know, we can actually go ahead and undo our steps. I can go ahead and come up here to edit and actually step backward. Okay, and if I want to keep doing that, you can actually use the shortcut keys on the keyboard to step backward to history state. Hold down Option Z Command on the Mac, and that's Alt Control Z on the PC, and we can actually just undo. Whoops, go ahead and just keep clicking and undo that. To get it back to the last state or where you wanted to, which area that you like the best. There we go. So that's how we use the Liquify command. There's plenty of tools over here, okay? We actually have a reconstruct tool, okay? So it'll only reconstruct the one spot that we click on, okay? Not necessarily the whole image. So if I just wanted to reconstruct just, Sheila's head here, I can just go ahead and click on her head and reconstruct her face only, and then leave my face the way it is, see? And we can also slim waists. The push left tool. This is a really handy tool. This is where you want to click the mouse and actually move the mouse. Now see, if I just click the mouse, I'm clicking the mouse right now, but see, it's not really doing anything. Now if I click and hold the mouse and then move it, look what happens. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and undo that. But if I go the other way, then we can go ahead and slim a waist or something like that. Do whatever you want. There we go. And I can come over here and do the same thing. Or I can make it stick out. Make it pushed in. I can take like the side of my head here. There you go, and make it look a little wider. There we go. I'm gonna go ahead and let's see. I'm gonna go ahead and make just finish up what I was gonna do here. There we go. I'm gonna go ahead and click OK. And a cool thing to do is after you add a Liquify, you can actually add some noise to the image to make it look a little more realistic, because that way you don't have all that that softness from the transformation. We can just add some noise back into the photo to give it more of like a film grain type look, and then that makes it look a little more realistic. There you go. and I'll go ahead and click OK. So those are the some of the things that we can do with the Liquify command in Photoshop. Go ahead and have fun with that. Get your family around. Just go crazy. Open up a picture of your pet, you know, someone, even it could be someone you don't like or whatever, and just put them into Photoshop. Go up here to Filter, Liquify command, and just have a blast. Have fun with that. We'll see you on the next video.